Hellstorm Evangelion 2.
When we last left off, the Council of Heaven, where Issei, God, and the others were discussing, quote, a matter of impotence, unquote, was interrupted by screams and an explosion. Issei and the others ran outside, and Issei summoned Evangelion 02 from space to counter the attacking demon. We now return to our story. Said Jugi, I am the new master! I will destroy all of you puny human pieces of crap! Issei, I have a score to settle with your gay ass! You killed me before I had the chance to grow. By now, the table turns. What will you do, you little phagot? Then, Issei started floating in the air, and suddenly a flash of light came out, and as it started sparkling, Ava too appeared out of nowhere, and Issei floated into the entry plug. He slipped into it, and Ava too was now fully operational. No one, and no one calls me a phagot and lives, yelled Issei as he struck his mighty pose. Jugi snarled and jumped at Issei and began clawing Ava 2's eyes out. But Ava 2 took out the prong knife and stabbed Jugi in the forehead. A gallon of blood spit out from the hole as Issei stabbed him again and again. No one calls me that! He yelled again as he kicked the demon and sent his foot through Jugi's chest and crutches his heart completely. He then ripped off his arms and threw them away. Ava 2 howled, loving its first taste of Kama Buddha in so long. What a monster! Said Toshi, who was scared. Shinji was cheering as Issei flew back down and huged him. Are we gonna go now? Said Shinji. I think we should start before they send their powerful demons. Issei noted and said, yes, let's go. Death, will you do the honors? Remember what you must find, everyone, said Death, as he waved his hand in the sky and all of them vanished. The three teams were sent out, ready to kick some demon ass, and find the three orbs of power. But one of them was a traitor. Rei and Asuka followed Toshi down the field and said, do you really know where you going? And Toshi said, of course. Though I wouldn't mind being lost with two fine-ass chicks like you two, he said as he winked. Then Rei took out a huge hammer and beat Toshi on the head. Wham! Is said, and Rei said, in your dreams, sicko, I'm dating Asuka, she said, as she hugged Asuka and kissed her. Whatever, said Toshi as he went through the forest with them. Suddenly, howls was heard, followed by a snarl. Three of them turned and say, a huge demon with five red eyes and sharp fangs. It hung on a tree from what looked like a spider web that hung him by the feet. Two other demons, smaller, but with more spikes on their shoulder, stood behind him. The head demon said, I am Kohisoff, and Thur, Reptral, and Gaud. We, the demonic trio, all three of us are Brothres, although I am the only one who can talk. They were born deaf and doomed. I come with a message. Give up your quest for the three orbs and give us yours before we have to kill you. What do you look like, dumb? Said Toshi. We'll never give you the orbs. Then prepare to die. Reptarol came first as he came toward Asuka, and Asuka took out her gun. She beat him on the side of the head with it, and as he yelled in pain, she shot him two times. Then she kicked him to the side and shot him three more times just to make sure. His stomach exploded and a stream of guts came out and flowed out. Then came Goywed, who who started giggling as he tried to punch Ray, but she blocked it and came to his side with a kick to the ribs. Then she chopped at his stomach. While the demon was gasping for breath, she took out her sword and cut off his head. His bloody stub started spitting out a load of blood as his body fell to the floor and started shaking, then died. Kohisov came out and said, "You little bitches are good, but let's see how you do, boy." Before he could finish his sentence, Toshi pulled out a gun and said, "I don't play fair," and shot him in each leg. Then after that, he shot him in the eyes, then in the stomach. He then took out a lighter and smiled evilly. "Now, if you want to live, better tell us where we can find the orb of water."
Okay, please don't kill me. You can find it in my sword's hilt. Just pull it out, and the orb is yours. Now, could you please help me? Please help me."
"Sure," said Toshi, as he dropped the lighter and set the demon on fire. He started burbling away and shook as his body started roasting.
"Ah!"
he said as he died. It wasn't long before Kohisov was nothing but ash.
"Holy shit," said Ray. "What did you do that for, Toshi? He gave us the info we needed."
Toshi took the demon's sword and started looking at the hilt for the orb. He found it and took it out and showed it to the two girls. It was blue and about the same size and the other one. He said he was a demon from hell and thus not fit to live. I put him out of his misery. "That's murder," said Asuka.
"That's life," said Toshi.
The two of them growled at each other and gave each other a look. Ray tried to calm both of them down and said, "Why don't we camp out for the night? I found a good camping spot out there. Then, in the morning, we can go back to where we came." Toshi shook his head and said,
No.
"I have to study these orbs. To go to sleep, and I will follow soon. Good night."
"Good night, Toshi,"
they said and giggled and ran off. They walked around the woods a little while until they found the perfect spot. Then Asuka and Ray got under a tree and cuddled up. Ray moved on Asuk and huged her and kissed her neck, then her lips. Asuka kissed her back, and they cuddled and had sex in the woods. When they woke up, both of them were naked, and Toshi was nowhere wary to be seen. The two girls wandered around and didn't find him. They even looked where they killed the demons, but he wasn't there. And he had both orbs of power.
"Toshi!"
they called, but no one called back.